Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome, 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 people. I can tell you right now, I'm amazed at what has happened, the transformation that has happened here at Berryview Castle in the last few days. Actually, about the last 7 days, Jared.
It's sweet.
Absolutely freaking amazing here. What Todd Sheets, our presidente, and his counterpart, Batman, and some of the other crew at Jackalope Radio have done here. This new studio is nothing short of fabulous. Very purple, but fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
It complements your complexion.
It does. What, are you saying I'm purple?
Yes.
No. No. I'm white. Very white. You, you're a little red.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. But seriously, this is fantastic. I can't wait to shoot some video. I cannot wait to take some pictures, and I can't wait to bring in our first few guests, because seriously, yeah. this is a professional atmosphere. Even though Pinhead is still here, it is a professional atmosphere.
Batmosphere.
It's an absolute Batmosphere.
Yes.
And Batman is actually behind real glass. Yes, he is very stoked about that. And you know what he was smart enough to do? I noticed it first thing. Walked in, his notebook is still there in the Batcave. And I'm very impressed by the fact that he understands that he needs to have that with him at all times.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So very, very happy to be here tonight. And people, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all the feedback already. And I'll tell you what, Twitter has been amazing to us already. We're getting actual suggestions for Jared's name.
Oh, stellar.
As a matter of fact, we'll get to that a little bit later. And also, before I forget, if you want to check us out, you need to check us out on Twitter, first of all. Boy, that cut out fast. That was my bad. Next time, what I need to do is give Todd the old signal and tell him he could always turn it down, too, I guess. I probably could have turned it down here, but I was afraid that it'd make a noise. But you know what? Oh, see? Yeah, it makes a noise.
There's a little bit of a noise.
Yeah, yeah. We're still trying to work out the
bings and bongs.
The bings, the bongs, the kinks, the conks. Gotcha. Things like that. thought of a few other words there I didn't want to say.
Yeah.
So check us out on Twitter at Brad Westmar. You can also check out at Jackalope Radio. You can also find us on Facebook at Brad Westmar Show, facebook.com/Brad Westmar Show, or also facebook.com Jackalope/Jackalope Radio. Or you can email us at bradwestmarshow@gmail.com, jackaloperadio@aol.com. You can also check out the forums at jackaloperadio.com. And Jared, what's your Twitter name?
I have no such such identity.
What's your Facebook page?
It's did you get that?
Yeah. We're going to get you on there.
We'll see. I remain skeptical.
Please.
I know you think you have powers.
I do.
All right.
Generally, they don't involve you or... Never mind. Anyway, again, thank you so much for listening. I really, 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 really mean that. And thank you for all your support. And I'm so happy to be back on the air. Feedback, as I said, been absolutely tremendous. New listeners, too. I mean, seriously, new people.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal.
And some of the old ones haven't even responded to the first show yet, which I'm very surprised by. I mean, for example... JJ the Polak may have some challengers for strongest listener. Yeah.
That's intriguing. Intriguing.
I think so. I absolutely think so. Oh, and before I forget too, I also want to thank our good friend Jerry Vermin Nibel for creating our show logo that you're seeing on Facebook and on the jackaloperadio.com website and also on Twitter. It's a very, very awesome logo. Have you seen the logo yet?
My wife has. This is I'm ashamed to admit because she's the Facebook junkie.
Yes, I know she is. Did she say anything about the logo?
She liked it.
Good.
But we know about her taste sometimes, so.
She is a Bon Jovi fan.
Yes.
Well, you know, and John Bon Jovi was trending for some reason on Twitter the other day, and there was absolutely no reason. I was really kind of thinking maybe he was dead. But no such luck. Sorry to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he would go for health reasons. It would have to be something horrible accident, don't you think? Like involving hairspray.
Or a gerbil. Yeah. I mean, anything could happen.
I'm going to hear about that
one. To John Bon Jovi. Yeah. I'm probably going to hear about it too. But so anyway, BM's in the Batcave right now. And he's got his notebook, and he's doing some things back there. So while he's doing it, I just wanted to mention one thing. We were originally going to have Batman call Todd Sheets, but unfortunately, due to all the construction and the weather and stuff, we're not 110% a go on everything right now, so we can't use the phone yet. And so that's a good enough reason for me to not have to call Todd Sheets. I already know he's been really, really busy with all this. In fact, I'm not sure who looks more tired right now. Batman or Todd Sheets. They both look really, really tired. Batman thinks he looks more tired. He may look more tired. Having said that, we had a malfunction last Friday night, and I just want to kind of gloss over it real quick. We had some issues, and the show did not air on Friday night at 8 o'clock as it was supposed to, but Jackalope Radio, as great as they are, I got to say this. I mean, Todd has a great support staff here, and they all made me feel really comfortable after I finally got a hold of somebody. To know that this was not intentional, and I knew it wasn't, and that you know, they were going to do everything to rectify the situation. So they did air the show. To my knowledge, the show did air back to back on Saturday, four or five times on Saturday, which was great. And also Todd and Batman were nice enough to get the show download up within about 2 hours of the time that the show was supposed to air, which is unusual. Normally it's going to take about 24 hours or so to get those show files up. So kudos to them for that. And if all goes well over the next few days, by the way, I should clarify, we're Memorex right now. So technically, I mean, right now on Friday night, 8 o'clock, I'm giving my daughter a bath or something right now. You know, I'm not actually here in the studio. So, I mean, I'm just going to be forthright about that. You know, we're not live right now. I may as well just tell you. So having said that, if everything goes well with the internet and everything else, we will still have the show air at 8 o'clock on Friday. And we see no reason at this point that wouldn't happen. So everything should be fine with that. And the download will be up here by, say, Saturday night or so. And also iTunes, I know the show was submitted to iTunes immediately as well. And we're just waiting for a confirmation on that, the podcast to be up as well. So things are rocking and rolling, Jared.
All aces.
We're going straight to the top, man. Straight to the top with Todd Sheets and Batman.
You weren't already at the top?
No.
Okay.
No, we were.
I just wanted to clarify. Yeah, were you at the top of a smaller mountain?
No, you know, got Batman in here doing little signals and stuff. No, truthfully, let me tell you right now. I mean, I've been at the top, okay? I've been at the top, and it's lonely up at the top.
Yeah, right.
But I've also always clarified, you know, that by saying it's a hell of a lot more lonely at the bottom, and I do not want to be at the bottom. I want to rise to the top with this thing. We're going all the way, baby.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it. So real quick, Jared, you'll appreciate this. One quick name suggestion. Now, I'm not going to get into saying everybody's name all the time and referring to people by name and what they suggest. But for this first time, I will mention this guy's name on Twitter. He's at JMattMcDonald on Twitter. And he wrote, and I quote, "My suggestion for Jared's name should be the anvil for annoying nasally voice guy."
A stellar.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. He figured, I'm sure that as long as you can refer to yourself as an annoying nasally voice guy, it was okay for him to.
But that implies a degree of power and force that I don't know is at my command. Because, you know, you when you think anvil, you think either cartoons, right?
True.
Like ducks getting hit with anvils or
coyote
and sweaty guys pounding swords out of them and bad medieval movies or whatever. Maybe I'm reading too much into things.
You know, you may be right. I mean, but at the same time, it doesn't really have the catch of being able to say the anvil is in the house. I mean, you know, Jared Afkar isn't really much better, but...
No, unless, I mean, there could be music to go with it, right? The anvil chorus, or...
This is true. This is true.
Or Afkar could, you know, there could be lots of Arabic music to go with that.
And that's something else I'm working on, by the way. We're going to have little sounders. I mean, for example, when Batman does have something to say via notebook, you know, I'm going to get a little sounder. I mean, it would be pretty cliche for me to just play the na 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 na, because that's already his ringtone on my phone when he calls me. You know, which yours is a dirty, nasty Rammstein song.
Oh, excellent.
The P word.
Excellent.
I believe it's the P word song.
Sweet.
The PU. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know exactly.
It's a great song. We love that song quite a bit. So I'm going to work on getting a little sounders and stuff like that. So
just flesh things out. It takes a little bit of time for that to, you know, you've got to grow into the space, right?
Yes. And we'll also get jock shouts like we had before. Rancho, Relaxo. In fact, I still have those here, as a matter of fact. How would you like to hear one of those?
I found those horrifying.
You didn't like them at all, did you?
I know. Other people dug them, but...
See, now, I thought they were fantastic. I had a little problem there.
Rancho Relaxo!
Remember? Ooh, yeah, you like that? Yeah. now, Batman, come on. You can't put up notes that I can't say on the air. I can't even... Let Jared see that, too, just so he understands.
Oh!
See? Can't do that. Can't do. Now, come on, Batman. You're derailing the show. You're derailing the show with things we can't talk about. He's in there laughing. Don't forget, by the way, the laughter. We can still have the laughter. It's okay if you want to laugh. Now, so you didn't like these, huh?
Rancho Relaxo!
I appreciate the technical expertise that went into them, but they're a little horrifying, like perhaps an army of midgets hanging out underneath the table
saying
that.
That's what you always said. It was like a little box of people that would come out and say you know, say things like, oh, see, I didn't mind. I mean, I see mine. This thing
Brad
is...
Brad Westmar!
This thing is jacked up.
Brad Westmar!
So you don't want me to do more? You don't want one that says Jared Afkar? You don't want that?
Perhaps. I don't know. I could warm up to them.
We'll see.
In isolation, if that's the only, you know, little bell and whistle we have cooking right now, then that's doubly horrifying.
That's why I'm working on better things. I'm definitely working on better things. Let's see here. Before I forget, a sports-oriented thing very, very briefly. I am ready, and I've said this on Twitter a few times, I'm ready for a 7-9 team to make the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Totally ready for that. you know, seriously, I mean, and we're this much closer now too. Oompa Loompa, you want Oompa Loompa for your sounder? You want the Oompa Loompa on here?
That's what it sounds like.
That's what that sounds like. You think so?
Brad Westmar.
Maybe so.
What would you do with a show that goes on?
All right, come on. 7-9 team, Super Bowl. Are you ready for this or what?
It would be something, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Seven, even better yet. Remember the last time your team went to the Super Bowl? We were still doing a show, the old show.
Right.
And
right.
Remember what I did that made you very unhappy?
I don't know that it made me unhappy. The result was made me more unhappy of the game than.
Because I willed it to happen?
Yes. Although I don't think that was the reason.
Because I willed the 18-0 Patriots to lose the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I would think it'd be awesome if a 7-9 team went to the Super Bowl and played the New England Patriots and.
It won't happen.
I know.
It will not happen.
I know, but...
I will. If it happens, I'll build your Twitter thingy-majigger.
If that happens, if the Seahawks make it the Super Bowl and beat the that's pretty unlikely that's going to happen.
I feel
this
pretty
is
confident
true. That. Those of you that don't know that, Jared originates from the Bostonian area.
Right.
Era. The Bostonian
region.
And I actually went to St. Louis this weekend, and I had a hard time. Well, first of all, I had an issue a couple of days ago, and I came to you, Jared, and I said, change of plans for the opening segment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have some problems that I want to talk to you about. A little bit of a site. I need a little bit of therapy.
Right, correct.
And he said, okay, Billy, no problem. I'll take care of you. So, I mean, I had the music ready and everything. I was like, okay, this is perfect. I mean,
hey baby, I hear the blues are calling.
Oh, nice.
And
I thought it, you know, it'd be perfect. And I did decide, by the way, that you are not Fraser Crane.
Oh, I know where this is going.
You are Niles Crane. There's no doubt about that. Okay. Agreed, Batman? Yeah, he's more Niles. Definitely.
Okay. Right.
But unfortunately, after thinking about it a little bit, I decided that it's too soon for me to go to therapy with you on the show, because we don't want to bore people. We don't want to make them see how much of a screwed up individual I am yet.
Right. Well, they have no point of comparison, right?
True. True. And so I decided it might be a better idea to maybe go forward with that a little bit different, at a different time.
Duly noted.
So, because this problem, as you now know what the problem is, it's not going to go away.
Right. But, you know, we went to all the trouble to bring in the couch and you know, I had the notepad and even the little pipe, you know, that I could sit there and act all.
I don't see the pipe anymore, but Batman's laying on the couch taking a nap, so...
Well, there you go. Someone's using it then.
Yeah, as long as somebody's using it with this awesome studio, man. I cannot wait. I'm going to have to shoot some video during a break or something and put it up on Facebook and Twitter. But no, so I went to St. Louis and I wasn't sure if I was going to have any kind of, you know, if I was going to have any stories to tell or not. And as many of you from the old show know, and I know you know this, Jared, you know, my business, you know, I'm in the drug industry.
Your business.
Yes, my business is drugs, and we do pills. We do the things that you inject, the things that you smoke, and my favorite part of the business is the pills. And the pills are great because they're light. They don't leave any smoke or any kind of track marks or anything like that. And so the pills are my favorite part of the business, and that's the part that I focus on. And I go to trade shows that are, you know, always undercover as something else. You know, as we said before, you know, and I mean, I remember one time I was talking quite great lengths on the old show about booger sugar and about, you know, how important that is to the economy. And so anyway, this particular event was in St. Louis. And again, for my industry, the drugs. And I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And let me just tell you right now that I was hoping that when I went to St. Louis, that I would actually like St. Louis more this time, because it was going to be the first time in many years that I'd spent time there. But I've got news for you. I still hate it.
Oh.
First of all, this show was in the middle of downtown.
Oh, that's a bad scene.
Yeah. I mean, bad scene, especially when I got there, got everything taken care of, and wanted to go find some booze to bring back to my room.
Right.
Just kick back. I was going to work on the show and find some alcohol to drink in my room, some snacks. Well, there's not a place within an hour radius of there, at least that I could find on my own, without going out too far and getting lost. You know, I was totally out of my element.
Okay, gotcha.
Everybody's packing. The grandmas are packing. They're all packing, and I'm not packing. I got nothing. You know, you'd think that I'd pack. You know,
no, most people in your business do.
Right. But again, you can't, it's like trying to cover up something that's not there. If you don't carry a gun, they don't suspect that you're in the business.
Okay.
So you gotta think kind of stupid. But anyway, so you're right. I'm not carrying a gun, but I should be carrying a gun. So I'm going to all these places, and also the murder capital of the world, from what I understand. Are you sure?
Because, we were challenging them this year.
Okay. Well, we're right. I don't know. The good news is we're not actually, this particular studio is not based in the murder capital area of Kansas City, which is a good thing. But neither here nor there. Very hard to find booze. And of course, every grocery store I find, they don't carry a liquor, because, you know, with that kind of clientele, you probably don't want to put booze in there, especially not hard liquor, which is what I'm looking for.
Right. You know, so. Well, you know, you don't. I can see why, for the better of society, you don't want to make that stuff readily available.
That's probably true. So, long story short, I had no choice but to go down to the hotel bar, and this is a fairly decent hotel that I'm staying at. And I went to the bar during the Seahawks game, our 7-9 Seahawks that are now moving on to the second round of the playoffs.
Your 7-9 Seahawks,
yeah, mine. I'm not a big fan, but I am a big fan of the underdog, and they are the underdog, boy howdy.
If they win this next game, will you buy a hat?
No.
Okay.
Although Pete Carroll does have a really nice sweatshirt. I like the blue sweatshirt with that bright green. Although, speaking of bright colors, the socks and shoes that the Oregon Ducks were wearing the other night, oh my God. Completely off subject there, but that was ridiculous. But so I go down to the hotel bar to watch the Seahawks play, the Saints, and I'm sitting at the bar, and the bartender comes up to me, and he said, "What can I get for you?" And I said, "You know, I don't really know what the hell I want." Because I had some thoughts like, you know, I'd like to get one of these or one of those. But I was like, yeah, they probably won't make it right. And, you know, I better get something that they can't screw up. So I said, "Give me a gin and tonic." Mm-hmm. And he starts rattling off, "You want blah, blah, blah." They always do that. "What gin do you want?" I don't know dick about gins. Right. So he said a name that I could pronounce, and I said, "That one." It was Bombay. I said, "Bombay sounds good.
It's a pretty quality choice
there." I figured it was. So then he's kind of off in the distance, and it's getting kind of loud in there, but not so loud that I shouldn't have been able to have heard him. But for some reason, I couldn't understand half the things he was saying. I don't know if it was just the way he spoke or what it was, but he said something. He's probably about from here to there to me, just, you know, 3 feet away,
right,
4 feet away. Right. And he said something, and I looked at him and said, "Yeah, yeah, sure, sure." Had no idea what he had said. I just said, "Yeah, yeah, okay, sure, yeah, whatever, whatever. I'm watching the game. Give me a drink. Come on, man, because by then I'm dying. I want a drink so bad. I've driven around for an hour trying to find some booze, right, you know." Right. So he brings it over to me. It's in a pretty good sized glass, and I take a drink, and I'm like, "Wow, that is a gin and tonic, boy." Okay. So I'm drinking it, and I'm about half to three quarters done with it, and I'm like, "That is some good stuff," and I'm already starting to feel it, you know?
Okay.
You kind of know where this is going, don't you? Okay, hold your thought. Hold your thought. So I'm sure that all the listeners have figured it out too. So I'm like, okay, all right, you know. So I drank the rest of it. He's like, "Want another?" I said, "Oh, absolutely. Give me another one. I'm already having a good time. And I'm by myself, you know." And the worst part about it was I'm sitting here getting into my second one, and I'm looking down at the trade show book for the drug show. And I'm like, "What time's this mother effer start? What time am I going to be going in tomorrow? I hope it's not 9 o'clock. That's pretty early." 8 o'clock in the morning? I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" So that was kind of a downer there for a couple minutes. But I'm like, "Ah, screw it. You only live once. I'm by myself. I'll just, you know, have another drink." So I get through number two. I am buzzing like you would not believe in number two. Give me a third. No problem. So I'm into three, and I'm like, just, I'm really, I mean, I'm tweeting, you know, that's what they call it, you know, tweeting.
I know. How effectively, though, were you?
You know, not too bad. I mean, you know, buzzing really hard and being just totally lit is two different. They're two different things, you know. So I'm just buzzing really good. And after I had my third, I'm like, you know what? I better tab out. I better find some food. Maybe I'll try to find this casino that I heard about. So the guy brings me my tab. And as he's bringing my tab, it occurred to me before I grabbed the tab what had happened. Even before I grabbed it. So this is how drunk I must not have been if I was lucid enough to figure out what had happened. What do you think happened, Jared?
Might you have been getting doubles?
I think I was getting doubles because I was charged $30 for three gin and tonics.
Ooh. Yes. But those are hotel prices, which really, when you boil it down, is not bad.
And when it's not your money, you don't care.
No, and Bombay's good gin.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah, that's one of the upper. You go the martini route, Bombay's the way to go.
And I do like martinis, too. But now, martinis, you know, that's James Bond's drink, right?
With vodka.
With vodka. Vodka martini, yeah. And so, I mean, sometimes the name martini and margarita, which, you know, I love margaritas, they sound kind of fruity, you know, kind of like a female drink. I mean, is it okay that I drink margaritas and martinis at times?
Well, there are the fruity. I mean, they kind of girlified the martini by making all those
fruity ones.
Apple teenies and raspberry teenies.
But just a straight up good regular.
No, you can't get more. I mean, it's just a salty olive and jet fuel. That's pretty much.
Thank you. Good.
That's pretty masculine.
It's the only way I'll drink tequila right now anyways, margaritas. But anyway, so, you know, long story longer. I decided I want to go find this casino, so I ran upstairs. I freshened up a little bit, powdered my nose, came downstairs and said, "Hey, you know what? This elevator over here," because my room was like 18,000 football fields away from the elevator upstairs. So when I went upstairs, I said to myself, "Self, why don't you try this elevator over here? Because this is more on the side of where your room is upstairs." Mm-hmm. Now, this is how drunk I may or may not have been. I get in the elevator, and I'm going to push 4-6, and I can't find 4-6, and I'm swearing by, I slap myself a couple times and go, "Man, where is what? And then I finally gathered my bearings and said, "Okay, Brad, this elevator must not go to your floor, apparently." So
it was an express, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
doubles and expresses.
Figured that out. And then to make a long story even longer, the only other adventurous part of my trip, at least that particular evening, was how I didn't really know how to get to the casino. So I asked a couple of questions, and they said, "Well, just go outside and there's a shuttle that'll take you there." Well, That's very vague. I mean, you do.
Yeah, you know, I would say so.
You know, and the reason I like to tell these stories is because I think, A, they're relatable to people, and B, you know, I honestly, although I like doing things like that by myself, I sometimes wish that I had somebody like Batman or you there to share the experience with, because at almost 40, I feel young again when I'm just kind of going on a little bit of an excursion. I mean, it's not a big adventure or anything, but it's... it's new. It's something different, right, you know? Right. So it's kind of fun to share it, because then I kind of feel like I'm actually, you know, have done it with somebody rather than, you know, doing it by myself, kind of bored and drunk, you know? So a shuttle comes by and it says, you know, Lumiere Casino or whatever it is. And I'm like, and I saw a couple other people going, hey, there it is. And they jump on. I'm like, I'll jump on too. So I kind of blindly jumped on this shuttle.
Oh.
Hoping that it was taking me where I needed to go. And then as I'm, you know, I'm going, I'm like thinking, geez, I hope it gets me back. And,
right,
you know,
right.
I hope I can find another one to get me back. And long story short, it took me, it did take me to the casino, which is a very nice casino. And I'm going to stay there next time I'm there. And it did take me a while to find the correct shuttle to get me back to my hotel. But a little bit of a scary moment there for a little bit, because it was a cold night there on Saturday night. But anyway, that was my weekend. Like I said, sans the therapy that I need.
Right.
You know,
right.
That was my weekend. Like I said, I do need therapy. I mean, I really, really do. And you'll agree, I've got a little bit of an issue.
You've got multiple little bit of issues.
I did a bad thing. I did a bad thing, and that is, George, I did a bad thing.
Very bad, very bad.
We're going to need to take a break here in about a second or so. We've got some other things coming up that I think you're going to enjoy. We're going to talk here when we come back, first off, before I forget, about our quest for the Brad Westmar Show intern.
Good to know.
I'd like to know some of your thoughts as to what you think this person, you know, what kind of qualities and skills they need to possess. And I think number one, first and foremost, they need to realize that, you know, there are no hand-me-outs. There are no handouts, I should say, that, you know, no gimmies. I mean, you know, you come in here, you know, you're going to do some work, and we're not just going to throw you on the air. Well, we will, but we're going to make fun of you.
First right. Time. Well, it's a pecking order thing.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And just so you know, I'm number one in the pecking order.
Oh, we know.
Because my name is on the show. Yeah. Hey, Batman, are we ready? We're ready. We're ready to take a break. Let's go ahead and take that break. And where's my little thing here? That's the one I want to hit. We will be right back. And see, but I shouldn't say we will be right back because, that didn't work out right. I screwed that up. Let's try it one more time, Batman. I'm sorry. You know what I did, Batman? This is why I should not, this is the reason why our discussion before the show started, reason why I should not have control of the volume over here is because I will turn it down and forget that I turned it down and then the thing won't be there. God damn.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
Hello.
Hey, Phil!
Who's calling?
It's Nick!
Oh, hey, what happened to you yesterday?
You gotta be kidding! You hit me in the eye with that jalapeno!
Oh yeah, that was funny!
It's not funny!
It's kind of funny!
I had to go to the doctor! I have to wear an eye patch for 3 weeks!
It's kind of funny!
For the love of music, get the new Virgin Mobile Vox 8610 color flip phones for $20 off. And when you activate before September 18th, get 3 free Real Music ringtones. Other phones as low as $59.99. No contracts, no hidden fees, no monthly bills. Virgin Mobile, live without a plan.
We now return to the Brad Westmar Show. He just plain hates people. The Brad Westmar Show.
And we're back, Jared.
Yes, welcome.
Yes, welcome, 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 welcome.
Welcome.
So, before I forget, one more time, you can find us on Twitter at Brad Westmar and also at Jackalope Radio and also on Facebook.com/Brad Westmar Show and /Jackalope Radio as well. See, now, here I am again, controlling my own. Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right, Batman. No, you're right. You win this particular argument. Although... I'm not sure how much longer we're going to be playing songs coming back from breaks yet. So I'm not really sure. I kind of like the feel, kind of bringing, you know, something else, right. You know, something different, doing things a little bit different.
It's additional sonic texture.
Additional. Yes, you boy. Why do I feel the need to repeat all of your funny little statements? I don't know. Can't help myself.
They just roll off the tongue. Sonic texture. Say that.
Sonic texture.
Very good.
I like that. By the way, I should have eaten before I came. Are you hungry too?
Yeah.
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 I really am, which is why we're going to need to do this show and get the hell out of here.
Okay. All right, I'm right with you.
I'm grab some food. So, an intern. Okay, real quick here, while Sweet Soul Sister is playing by the Cult. I like this song. Can't help it. In fact, I might need to listen to it a couple seconds. Wait a minute, let's see here. You like that song, Jared?
It's not bad. It's not high on my list, but
do you like the Cult at all?
They're okay. I don't own anything by them. Do you?
Can you name another song by the Cult?
I get them confused with Blue Oyster Cult.
The Cure? No, the song Fire Woman is a fantastic song, too, that some people who are music snobs wouldn't know. But that's another show in another time.
Wait, are you implying that I'm a music snob for not knowing?
Just a little bit, but that's okay. That's
hurts.
Okay.
That hurts.
Hey, did you put the special effects on me again? Or I'm not hearing that on the they're not hearing that on the radio. That's okay. I don't mind. I just... Batman is funny. He's making me nervous back there. I don't know. I love him, though. He's fan. Is he not a fan? Like, can we not applaud for Batman?
Anvil-like Batman.
Wait. Very good. Very well. All right. So, intern, what kind of thoughts do you have about an intern? Sorry about that noise there, folks.
Thick-skinned.
Thick skin is a good...
I think that might be number one.
Number one is probably true. Thick skin is that's definitely a plus. Definitely going to need to have that. And I'm thinking about holding auditions. And let me just say this right now. If you're interested, and here's the thing too. I don't know that an intern absolutely, have we agreed on this yet? Mm-hmm. And Batman, you can throw your two cents in too. We agree that this intern doesn't necessarily need to be an intern getting college credit. Do we agree with that?
That's fine.
Because I think, first of all, I'm not sure what's required about actually, you know, I mean, do we need to be profitable? Or, you know, because we're operating in the red by about a negative $10 million right now. So, you know, I don't know what's required of that. So, so you don't necessarily need to be in college to become the intern. We're looking for...
Just want some experience, right? I mean, some experience. That's the trade.
Yep. This person definitely needs to know how to handle a laptop and knows how to do quick searches on the internet.
Okay, so because, researching is a big deal.
Yeah, there's going to be times, I think, because I can't do it when I'm controlling sound over here. I don't really want you to do it, and Batman's busy back there. So I'm thinking in the long run, we need to have this intern is going to need to have, probably wouldn't be a bad idea to have their own laptop, as a matter of fact. But if you don't have your own laptop, that's okay.
That's fine. I mean, I could bring mine too if you need
an additional. There you go. See, so, but we need somebody that knows how to operate a computer quickly.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thick skin. Don't need to be in college.
So not an idiot, right? I mean, that's basically what we're looking for. Tech savvy.
Yeah, tech savvy. And also, really seriously, I think it's important that he has big boobs. I mean, I think it would be good for the show. No, I'm kidding. Honestly, I don't female, male, I really don't care. Although I will say this, mm-hmm. and I've said this before, and we've had discussions, and we've had Blythe on the show back, the old show, of course. I don't know that this show... is for females. Now, granted, some females like the show. Some people like, you know, some females like me or, you know, you or whatever. They like the show. But overall, I would have to say that the listenership of this show is predominantly male, to my knowledge.
A little sausagey.
It's a little sausagey because it's a lot of adult male humor more than anything. And having said that, and again, and I've talked to Blythe about this before too. You know, it's nothing against her when she was on the show because she was great. But I just think that it you know, I don't know that we need a female. I just don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. And I hate saying that.
Well, it's hard. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's like when you're out with the guys and someone brings the girlfriend along. Does that change the conversation a little bit? Even if that she's perfectly cool with the way you talk and the belching and the scratching and the grabbing various body parts as guys are prone to do, it still does not feel
right. Still guys' night out. And the whole point is this show is kind of guys' night out in a sort of way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I I see that vibe.
And so I'm not saying that we wouldn't take a look at females, you know, and I'll tell you what, and if you're willing to take your clothes off, then, I mean, there's a good chance that we'll at least interview you, you know, but women, that is, we don't need any men in here.
No.
Although there may be times when we are testing them that they may have to do something that would require them to, I don't know, run around Jiffy Lube one time naked or something. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying something like that.
You got to pitch it a little better than that if you want people to actually apply.
You're right. I'm sorry. We would never do that. Never. Right. Never. Because we can't make you do anything.
Right. For starters. No power.
You know. So, having said that, I think, is there anything else off the top of your head that you can think of? Because I'm trying to think of what else to ask. And again, email us at bradwestmarshow@gmail.com. That's the best place to do it because I can keep them all together there. bradwestmarshow@gmail.com if you're interested. And I think that in your email, it would be nice if you would just write a few sentences about why you think you're the best person for the job. I mean, that's fair and should be easy.
Right. Well, and this person should be in the area here, right? I mean, they will have to physically be in studio or not.
I think that's important. I think the person's going to have to be here, and I don't want to give the exact location because I'm not sure what Todd's policy is on that.
Right.
We would have to call him, and we can't call him tonight. But I think that overall, you know, I can say that we are not south and we are not middle. So think about that a little bit.
Right.
So, yeah, I think definitely you're going to need to be here. And right now, we're just doing 1 hour. It's not a big commitment. We're just doing 1 hour a week right now until we make a whole bunch of money, and then we'll do more.
Right.
So it's not a huge commitment. So that would be great. I think overall, you know, we've kind of got some kind of a broad guideline or two that we're looking for. And if you think of anything else, just...
I think the applications will rise to the... And so, you know, they'll rise to the top. Sometimes it's best not to give too much... advice of what we're looking for, because then how can you tell based on application?
It's true. And ultimately, too, I hope that we have more than one person apply for the job, because I would like to have them audition a little bit. I mean, it'd be nice to have them come in for a show or two or whatever and, you know, go from there.
Picturing a sort of Olympic-type cage match sort of thing, or...
Not the same. I don't want them auditioning at the same time. I mean, I want them different weeks, right, you know. Okay. But maybe in the end, I mean, if we can't decide, maybe they do need to fight or something.
Well, maybe we need to. You can ask the audience too if they have any preferences as to who they thought.
Absolutely,
that's an important part of the equation.
I think that would be an important part of the equation too. So we got some boundaries there. Go ahead, send those emails to bradwestmarshow@gmail.com. Now, I got to mention this. I mentioned JJ the Pollock here earlier, and I'll be going to Denver in a few weeks and looking forward to seeing him again. He used to be the biggest fan of the old show.
Right.
And right now he's MIA. We're not sure if he's heard the first show or not. And
because he could take change pretty hard.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely so.
Yeah.
And I just remembered something, though, too, that I need to make sure I take back to him is his movie Basketball. You know, he's got this huge, you know, just a laundry list of movies that he has at home. And he always says, hey, just go ahead and take whatever you want and bring it back when you come back in 6 months or whatever. And I could only find one that I hadn't seen. I'm like, well, yeah, this would be, you know, is this any good? Oh, you know, it's kind of funny. Basketball.
Right.
I didn't really like it that much. Batman, have you seen that movie? You liked it? Okay. I mean, it was okay. First of all, I didn't realize how old it was. I mean, it's like from the late 90s. I think it's like 98 or something like that. What I didn't like about it was basketball. I mean, I thought they could have done more with combining two sports. It just didn't seem...
They're not two that tend to go together.
They really don't. And right. Since you haven't seen the movie, but you've heard of it.
I don't think it takes a Harvard degree to figure out what the plot might entail.
Yeah. And I just didn't think it was very creative.
Right.
You know, more than anything. I mean, I thought they could have done so much more with it. And so then I got to thinking the other day, I thought, okay, what I really would like to do, because I mean, I'm a hockey fan. You're a hockey fan,
mm-hmm.
baseball fan, football fan.
Yes.
I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I can tolerate it. But I thought, well, why don't I take a couple of sports that I don't really like very much.
Mm-hmm.
And put them together and make a new sport out of them.
Okay.
And I kind of feel like I might be onto something here. And I was thinking, I don't know what kind of a fan you are of golf.
Oh, God.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Golf or, and again, not to put people down because there's a lot of golf fans out there, but there's also a lot of NASCAR fans out there, but
agreed.
You know, unfortunately, I'm not one of them. I'm not down with the race cars and stuff. So I got to thinking, how about taking golf and NASCAR and putting them together and making a new sport? And of course, the first thing that came to my mind were the holes. Anything to think about the holes? The holes in a golf course and cars together. You know, these little holes aren't a big deal, but if you made larger golf holes,
right,
that maybe were covered by something and you didn't know for sure where they were at. I mean, I'm just throwing ideas out there. I mean,
and the car would disappear in the,
exactly, in the holes. Okay. And that car's out of the game.
So,
yes.
So the cars are kind of the ball, is what you're thinking.
Well, they could be.
Because I was thinking they'd be driving around somehow hitting the ball, or maybe there's a guy standing on top of the car at 180, 200 miles an hour having to hit from at that velocity.
I was thinking the same thing. That would be good, too. Because I mentioned to myself, I think I wrote some stuff down, actually, the other day, so caught you off guard on this. But golf the ball, cars. Oh, also you could do golfing the ball, but the cars get in the way to deter the ball. So you're actually golfing, but then you've got the cars on the fairways and on the greens and stuff trying to outpace the ball and get in front of it and kind of detract it from going where they're trying to hit. It's like offense and defense, basically. So that's, you're looking at me blindly.
No, I'm thinking about... I mean, so it would involve fundamental changes to the course, right? Because
you can make all the changes you want to. Yeah, if you saw baseball, because
otherwise it'd be just going left the whole time, and it would give golfers with a left hook or slice an unfair advantage.
This is true. But no, you can go right ahead and change these sports, however you want to, because baseball was a little jacked up as well. So that's no problem.
Would the ball have all sorts of little sponsorships on it too?
Sure. Okay. Why not? That's a good idea. Yeah, all right. I like
I'm down with that.
I like that. Here it is in my notes here. Hit golf balls with golf clubs. Oh, at moving cars. Well, that'd be the you could do the other way around. Okay.
Would the window be open? You kept it kind
windows
of
open.
Dukes of Hazzard in there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Windows open.
Gotcha.
Golfing the balls at them, and your goal is to try to even put the car out of commission, which could be kind of hard.
Unless the balls explode.
Or put the driver out of commission in the car. You take a golf ball to the head, and chances are pretty good you're not going to drive any further.
So they wouldn't be having their normal headgear, helmety kind of things?
No.
Okay.
No.
Which is something in and of itself.
Absolutely no pads.
Right.
No helmets or anything like that. So am I drawing up any other things in your mind that you can think of?
Wow. Okay. I like the idea of the ground randomly opening up and swallowing cars.
Good.
That's appealing to me.
Okay, good. You know what else we need? We need some background music, I think, maybe. This is Howard Cosell.
Oh, him again?
Bringing you the championship of NASGolf. Wait. Golf car. I don't know. What are you going to call it?
It's they're two hard words to blend.
World champion Jared Apkar. Four-time world champion of NASGolf, Jared Apkar. No. Anyway, I'm sorry. Did you have anything else on your mind? I couldn't help myself.
I know. You and Howard are kind of close.
We are.
You have a tight bond.
We have a... Don't say that.
Brotherhood of the nose.
All right. So you like the idea of the cars falling into holes.
Okay? Right.
Oh, also, Batman writes, pardon me, get two better sports. Why? Why? This is why I'm taking these two sports. We don't like them. We're trying to make it so we do like them. Understand?
There has to be that element of danger. I think that's what we're looking in violence.
I would agree.
Cars might need to run into each other.
I would agree with that. This is true.
Maybe you had Shriner cars as the ball, and then like NASCAR cars as the club, and you'd have to knock the Shriners into the holes.
That would work. Not
the actual Shriners. They do a lot of good.
Just the Shriner cars,
right? So we could have interns driving them. Who knows?
That would be good. You could also just use the golf cars to beat the living tar out of the cars.
That's right.
The golf clubs,
and you could have a hierarchy. Like maybe you have monster trucks on the other end too, and you just have this sort of car ecosystem where big cars destroy smaller cars. And
that would be good, but where's the golf part? Well, so you get a little car-y there.
You're right.
I'm just saying.
So, I mean, well, all right. If we keep the midget cars.
Yes.
And the big cars, then the big cars have to knock the little cars into the hole.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, is that maybe, that would work. Okay, so big cars, little cars.
Without squishing them, right? I mean, that's kind of.
That would work. Yeah. Are we doing this still on a golf course, or are we going to do it on sand or something like that?
Well, that's a good question. Hmm. What would the traps be aside from randomly opening holes? I don't know either. That's a tough one.
Well, see, this is why we have listenership, right? Okay? And even though we're not doing this show live, I should mention this. It's kind of a sidetrack, but another reason why I wasn't too concerned about doing the show live was because, do you remember all the phone calls we used to take on the show?
Oh, vividly.
Yeah. All what? Two of them we took in 2.5 years?
Yes.
No, I mean, seriously, we did take some phone calls. But the problem was, is people, if they did, were just told to randomly call in, you know, I mean, like, for instance, right now would be perfect, okay? It's like, great, we'll take your calls right now, you know, and give out the number. Batman screens the call or whatever, gets them on the line, we'll talk to them, and they'd say, they'd have some ideas. I mean, in a perfect world, that'd be great, right? The problem is that we'd do something like this live on the old show, and nobody would call when it was a perfect time.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I'm kind of, that's one of the reasons why I'm not really worried about doing the show live. I mean, in a perfect world, I'd do it, but at the same time, I just don't. So if you got thoughts about this, as you're listening to the show on Friday night, the diehards that are going to listen at 8 o'clock on Friday night, or if you listen to the download, shoot me an email, hit me on Twitter, let us know some of your thoughts based on what we've talked about, merging golf and NASCAR. And, you know, maybe we can read them back on the air at the next show or something like that. So
sounds good.
Kind of where I'm at. Did you have any other thoughts though? Or was that kind of,
I mean,
that kind of get you right there?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would, I mean, I don't want to leave the whole golf NASCAR thing. Because there are other ways you could go. I mean, you could jazz up a lot of sports this way.
As long as you're thinking about it real quick.
Well, the Tour de France.
Yes.
Tour de France, France, whatever.
France.
Tour de France.
Yes.
Horrible
Tour
event
de
to
Lance,
watch.
Tour de Lance Armstrong's ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I think maybe adding an archery or rifle component to that.
Take a long time to take a swallow.
Sorry.
But that's okay.
But can you imagine having to hit targets or perhaps even each other with, if they had bows and arrows or even crossbows? would that not be better?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Definitely.
Or you know, like, or maybe BMX and tennis and, you know, you had both sides were just a bunch of hills and they're having to, you know.
That would work.
Do bikes or skateboards even and hit it, whack the ball and then skate back down successfully.
I can see that. I can see that. And really, I mean, I'm ready for football to be totally changed. I mean, with all the things that they're screwing up, and don't get me started on Roger Goodell, but with all the things they're screwing up out there, I'm ready for them to strip off the pads, strip off the helmets, and just go at it mano a mano. I mean, there are no rules. No rules. There's Australian rules football. No, this is no rules football.
Right, kind of like schoolyard.
Whacked my cap on the microphone. Remember that movie, The Last Boy Scout, with one of the Wayans brothers and Bruce Willis?
I remember it. I don't remember seeing it.
Beginning of the movie, some guy's like, wasn't he like running for a touchdown and he pulled the gun out and shot somebody?
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
I mean, why not?
Right.
Why not?
Why not have random snipers?
That'd work.
And just pick people off as they're... Right.
That'd work. And totally off subject here, by the way, but we're going to do this sometime. And this is going to be fun. This came to me. And this is awfully rude. And I'm crossing some lines, but I'm not crossing the same lines we used to cross. And this is kind of weird. But I want to take the NFL rosters, the current NFL rosters, and go through them real quick with you sometime, and maybe even with our intern if we have one in here, and decide who we think is in the closet gay. Because you got to think to yourself, there's got to be a lot of them out there. And if you Google gay professional athletes, you get pages of, you know, the gay athletes that have come out and said, you know, later I'm gay or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, for example, Cordell Stewart's not on a roster now, but I mean, I'd say I've heard rumors about Cordell Stewart. I think Cordell Stewart might be gay. Jeff Garcia really talked like he's gay. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head, but I'll bet when you look at NFL rosters, you could say, suspect, you know?
I wouldn't surprise me.
And I've always had the, between JJ and some of his friends, we've always called ourselves the FBGI, or the Federal Bureau of Gay Investigations. When we see any gay activity, we have to investigate it to see if somebody might be gay. Well, this will be like, we'll establish another sector of the FBGI right here. Batman's just smirking to himself going, here we go again with this stuff. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? And when we come back, you weren't prepared for this, Jared, but if we've got time, I might give my gripe of the week. We might start doing some gripes of the week. And I didn't tell you to have one prepared, but I do have one. And it's, I got a couple, but I'll go ahead and do the non-sports oriented one when we come back, because okay. that way we talked about enough sports. And then I've also got one thing I want to play too. The worst song lyric of all time, at least in my opinion, recently. And
all right.
sadly, I don't even know if I can play it and fast forward it here. This is going to be kind of interesting. I kind of screwed that up too. You see, this is what happens when I go out of town.
You're discombobulated.
I'm just trying to get settled. The new studio is awesome. I'll tell you what, I am so much more comfortable in here. Thank God for Todd Sheets, Batman, and all of his Jackalope Radio help. So we'll be right back after this, baby. Whoop. God damn it.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And they're off out of the gate. It's yoga class with deep breathing and meditation. Now coming around the outside of forehead is left foot. It's left foot in front of forehead. It's forehead in front of pelvis. It's pelvis in front of eye socket. It's eye socket in front of family jewels. How the heck did eye socket get in front of family jewels? And here comes deep breathing again with inner peace. But wait, from out of nowhere, it's silent but deadly. Silent but deadly is all over yoga class. Deep breathing is stopped in its tracks. And yoga class isn't gonna last long. And in the end, it's gasping for air, light a match, and so much for serenity.
For a better time, go to the track. National Thoroughbred Racing. We bet you love it.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. It's on like Donkey Kong. The Brad Westmar Show.
Hey, we're back, and this is the song.
Oh,
you know this song, don't you?
Thanks to all the commercials that you
use. Oh, well, that's true. This is true.
Is it Samsung, those bastards?
Yeah, I think you're right. This song, I was out with my wife one night here a few months ago, and I said, I was talking to her about this song, and I may have even been playing on the speakers where we're at, and I said, this song has this lyric that I said, and I swear to God he says, and I told her, and she goes, no, they wouldn't say that in a song like this. And I said, yeah, I said, it's such an out of place lyric. And I mean, I know that this band has had several pop hits before. And I read somewhere that he was struggling. This Pat Monahan, I think is his name. He had a hard time coming up with a hit song. And in my opinion, he's still having a hard time because this lyric is so painful. And so what I did when we were out at the bar, I Googled it on my phone. And sure enough, I mean, I shoved it right in my wife's face and said, here, look, right there. It says it right there. And it's coming up here in this next verse.
All right.
And I want to see if you can hear what he says. And I'm trying to get Batman to get it loaded up, too, because I'm not going to be able to fast forward and swerve through this and go back and forth. We're only going to be able to hear it once unless Batman finds it. It's going to be about a minute and a half or so into the song there, Batman. But it's coming up here in the next verse. Here we go. A game show, coming up. Connection, we can't deny. Listen in. I'm so obsessed. My heart is bound to be right out my untrimmed chest. That's exactly, yes, that's what he said. My heart's about to beat right out of my
untrimmed
chest. I am not kidding you. Batman is disturbed. Now, do you have it there, Batman? You don't. Okay. Having some trouble there? That's okay. If you're having some trouble, that's okay. I don't have time right now to play it again because I can't get... I'm working on getting some new sound software. But yes, my heart's about to beat right out of my untrimmed chest. Are you kidding me?
That's... Wow. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I mean, if you like pop music and you like pop rock music, it's a good song. I mean, sort of. I mean, but... Don't you have some kind of a of an obligation to your listeners and your record label.
To not horrify them with...
Because
and based on his voice, I'd be surprised that he had any hairs to trim in the first place.
Actually, he looks like kind of like he might be a hairy guy. I mean,
But vocally, he doesn't sound like a hairy guy, does he?
No,
to you?
No. That is true. That is true. And he sounds more like Michael Jackson or something like that.
Barry White, he sounded hairy.
This is true. Barry White did sound hairy back in the day. Anyway, I'm glad to hear that I'm not the only one who's completely disturbed by that particular song.
I didn't even know that had existed, but yeah. Wow.
I mean, bad news. And
worse, untrimmed or unwaxed?
Untrimmed. I mean, seriously, who talks about their untrimmed chest? First of all, who trims their chest? If you're going to do it, shave it or wax it. You don't trim it.
Right.
Am I right?
You
trim your pubes. You wax or shave your chest hairs or back hairs. Okay?
Right.
I've got hair everywhere on my body, by the way. I'm not too unproud to say that I'm a hairy man, and it's my father's fault. And I don't like it. Okay? But I have never trimmed the hair on my chest in my life. I just wanted to make sure I clarified that. Never.
Neither have I, but I'd wager that I'm not.
I don't think you even have hair on your chest, do you?
Not on the scale that you probably do.
No, I didn't think so. I'm a hairy man.
I do not doubt that, Barry.
Real quick, before we end the show, we only got a couple of minutes left here. My gripe of the week, here's mine. And then next week, we'll do an entire quick segment, and you can have one as well. We'll just...
Okay.
Okay, we'll see if we agree. I used to complain about this place all the time, and Kansas Cityans know it well. Quick Trip. Time to change the name of the place to Slow Trip. Because I'm telling you right now, absolutely insane that you go in there, and there'll be 18 people working there. I got the red shirts and everything else. 18 people working there. 18 people in line. Trying to buy 75 cents worth of soda pop, okay?
Mm-hmm, right.
And one guy running the counter and the rest of them running around doing God knows what.
Swabbing the deck, looking busy.
Exactly. Do you agree with me? Exactly. Doing paperwork and scratching off things. You know, and that's something else that takes a hell of a lot of time when you're in line at Slow Trip is that people are getting their pop, but they also want to, I want to turn these in here and get them, get 20 more of these and blah, blah. And it's like, that takes so long.
With the lottery tickets?
Yes. The tickets and stuff. It takes forever. And it's like, seriously, that place sucks balls. It used to be pretty good, but now they're so popular and everything. And it just, people like to go to Slow Trip, and I don't even know. Do you agree with me though? Overall, I mean,
I do. I don't go in anymore. In fact, part of it is, you know, the credit cards kind of ruin that too. So people are having to swipe and sign. It's no longer whipping out, you know, $5 and paying for something.
On the bright side, Quick Trip was one of the first places that stopped having people sign the credit cards. I'm not even sure what the law is anymore. I mean, sometimes I sign, sometimes I don't. Are you kidding me? I don't have to sign my credit card?
It's under a certain amount. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But some places do it and some places don't.
Right.
For whatever reason that might be. But
right.
That's my gripe of the week. And you know what else makes me mad when I go there? It's the people that stand in front of the soda fountain and they look at the 42 flavors like they've never seen any of them before.
They're
in their
just
life.
Baffled by the... Yes.
It's like, what is your problem? Exactly. What is your problem, man? Have a clue as to what you need and what you're doing.
It's like the Jelly Bellies in the candy aisle would throw them for a complete loop. They'd be just...
Exactly. Too much exactly. Drive. Exactly. So, look, we got to close the show. Jared Afkar, I got to thank you very much for being here tonight again, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Batman, behind the real glass in the Batcave. You are awesome. Enjoy the show. We'll be back next week. Have a good night. Thank you. Brad Westmar saying, see you in Toledo. In the trap.